science isn't just for those in ivory towers with lab coats and things like that. It really is for everyone.
As a scientist, when you specialize in your field and you want communication to be efficient, you're using words that are very specific to your fields. But what we shouldn't forget is that we made up these words, which means we can fill that gap because all these words can be explained in a language that we can understand.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Labor ins Ohr. After quite some months of waiting, we are very happy to announce a new upcoming season. My name is Christoph.
And my name is Bernd. And in this season, we will dive deep into a topic that is very dear to our heart, science communication. But before we give you a glimpse of what this season will be about, we have very exciting news. A new member is joining our team. So let me introduce to you Marta Andolfato.
Hi everyone, I'm very thrilled to be here. So this season we will explore different sides of science communication. We will talk about translating complex research into everyday language, the importance of cooperation, inside tips from high-level political advisors, and even climate change activism.
So keep posted for the first episode coming to your favorite platform soon, where we will explore communicating science with and for kids. We will talk with the editors of Frontiers for Young Minds, an innovative journal that makes science accessible for everyone. So here is a teaser of season number 2 for you. Stay tuned.
One of the Nobel Prize winners who wrote for us recently sort of gave us a comment after the whole process happened, and he said to us, you know, finally, my grandchildren actually understand what I got a Nobel Prize for.
So much of scientific training, right, is learning to take yourself out of the equation. And then here I'm sort of saying, actually, you have to put yourself back into the equation if you want to think about how to communicate some of these issues a little more effectively.
If you go, for example, to the citizens or to the public sector or to the industry or to a scientist, then you need to explain, like, in a transparent manner, the objectives of the problem, what you want to put all these actors to work together on an issue, and build a kind of shared agenda for everybody.
I reported directly to him. So that was José Manuel Barroso. A conversation would often go like this on an area that I would talk to him about it. He would ask questions, very good ones. And then at the end of that, he'd say, right, okay, you've convinced me. How do I convince 28 member states?
People think that, you know, people made nice speeches and then everybody realized, oh, you know, we should actually give civil rights to people of color. And then we just voted for the right people to do that. But a lot of that involved street blockades, much heavier disruption than what's actually happening with the climate movement right now.